Guys, I'm so happy you're here. Are we rolling?
Testing unos, dos, tres.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Sometimes we get suddenly loud.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Like, that's what we do.
Yeah, it's our jobs. Yeah. Oh, very much so. So first of all, if you had anything negative to say about our president, Donald Trump. No, I'm sorry. I just wanted to just check. I just wanted to check at the very top, just in case you're having issues traveling back and forth.
Oh, my God. No, we've got a visa. Like
we have a visa, actually. We're visans.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Well, I have an American Express.
Yes, and I'm...
Oh, and you can get into certain clubs. That, what's that all about? There's lounges that you can't get into.
Yeah, at the airports.
Yeah.
It's called capitalism. Oh,
I'm
sure.
To get in. Like, do you have the card? And I was like, I don't. What? I've got a business class flight. Like, you can't get in.
Yeah. They want to make sure you know there's a place you can't get into.
Yeah, in Australia, if you just have a good enough ticket, they'll let you in. Here, they tell you to go screw.
There's God.
Yeah, there's like different clubs.
You can
get in for $65.
No, you can't get in for $65.
Do you want to step outside?
Do you want to get knocked out right here?
This is the kind of juice we need. Welcome to Last Podcast in Love. We have a very special episode here. We have two of one of my newest, truly favorite movie creators. What you guys are doing is fucking out of this world. The new movie, Bring Her Back, is coming out. It's now. It's out now, right?
Yes. By the time you hear this, it's out right now.
Bring Her Back. The directors of Talk to Me as well, Danny Filippo and Michael Filippo. Welcome.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
Live studio audience here. We have two people in the back here.
Yes.
Three.
The Rob is our producer. We got the gals.
Making
sure that you don't say anything too horrible. Our goal is to make you say horrible things.
Yes. We're in a constant battle.
Every day.
So before we get started, I just want to say I love horror movies. Horror movies are probably my favorite genre of movies.
So do I.
I have been terrified to watch Talk to Me, and I haven't watched it. I specifically did not watch this movie because I'm like, this scares the shit out of me. I want nothing to do with this. I watched it last night with my wife, and fuck you. My wife had to sit there and see that.
Oh,
like,
my God.
What is wrong with you?
I'm sorry to your wife.
What are you doing here?
I don't know what's wrong with me. Yeah, I don't know. You got to get the doctors out somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
And then this morning, I woke up 7 a.m. bright and early to see Bring Her Back.
Perfect breakfast film. I've been trying to sell people, honestly, see the matinee.
Yeah.
Like, get in at 3 o'clock in the goddamn afternoon and just experience it sober.
I was watching this movie, I had to pause it halfway through. I'm losing my fucking mind, all right? I'm going nuts. I can't deal with this goddamn fucking movie. It's too early in the morning, all right? I got a beautiful dog. I'm like, I love you. Please kiss me, all right? And then so I'm like, all right, I pause
it. He's a mouth kisser to the dogs.
I go make, oh yes,
he gives that vibe.
Yeah, you guys love it. And, and so I go make my breakfast and I start like cutting my strawberries and I got scared of the knife in my hand.
Yes.
Because of the movie that you made.
Yes.
I was like, I was scared of myself because of what you guys did.
I thought it would have been breakfast.
I'm actually just jealous. Why haven't you brought your dog in? I miss my dog and I haven't patted a dog in quite a while. So you gotta bring your dog next time. What's your dog's name?
My dog, I got a new dog named Harley.
I'm gonna kill it.
She had a 25.
Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
She's 13. You don't have to wait long. We actually already got the funeral planned.
Yeah. Can I ask, how do you guys, because you guys made like stunt vids, right? Like you guys were doing, how does it get, like, was it just a natural progression of filmmaking from there?
Well, it was always, that was always, the YouTube stuff was just practicing to become filmmakers. That was always the goal, always the aim. And you know, speaking of stunts, Michael couldn't be listed as one of the directors at the start of insurance for Bring Her Back because he was in Detroit having death matches.
What does that mean?
It's like an extreme form of professional wrestling where they use like light tubes and barbed wire and real weapons and they cut each other up for real. It's like an extreme performance art blood sport.
We're doing a documentary on it. And I was like, I want to be in it.
You look okay. You know,
yeah, I've done well, good.
They're Australian.
Yeah.
So they're like naturally immune to certain types of damage.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily we brought a barbed wire bat.
Listen, before we plug any more of these films, I need you to eat a light bulb.
You gotta see it. It's visceral. It's bloody. It's good. It's nice.
What was the, like, so just like, you do that just for the thrill of it, or is it one of those that you just love physical action?
Both. I think we've been obsessed with deathmatch wrestling since little kids.
Yeah.
So we used to do it with our friends, unfortunately. But we had a big group of
parents. There were parents that would literally not let their kids hang out with us.
No way.
Yeah, because we were so... We were delinquents. We were actual delinquents.
You just threatened to kill my dog.
Oh, yeah. I was jealous. It was out of envy.
No, dude.
It was out of envy.
You guys had fun charges, though. I looked at your Wikipedia pages. Your charges are fun.
Yeah. We've had a few fun charges.
Yeah. They're not... Nothing bad. Like, really, like, nothing. Just the stuff that honestly just excited me about you.
Yeah.
Underwater cars, Michael got arrested for, so did I.
Which wasn't even my idea.
That was a video. You Danny had an underwater car made and he didn't want to drive it.
What?
Because I was filming and Michael's terrible at recording.
That's an excuse for everything.
Michael's so bad at recording.
He were like, we were like, do a scene and I tried to be in the videos. I tried to be in something and his footage is like out of focus. It's like punched it in a weird way. It's like, dude, just point it at me and film it.
Yes, but you were correct to be scared to get in an underwater car.
Well, no, I got in the underwater car. I was filming in there.
Okay.
Yes, I was in
there. You weren't in there.
I don't know why
there's lies being thrown around.
I went, and then the cops came and found you while you were in the middle of shooting, right? Is that the idea?
No, it was like, so the video came out and then suddenly like a year later, Danny got arrested. It wasn't a year later. It was like a couple of months.
Arrested over making art is one of my favorite things on the face of the planet.
It was so good. But I actually got arrested for pretending to be Michael.
Yeah, sure.
But then they arrested
him. Michael got arrested for the art.
Yeah. They said I was like a wanted felon, like I had fled the country. I was like, I haven't been hiding or anything. And then
I put the evidence on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on the video. Come on. But it was like a year-long lawsuit.
What was the charge?
Driving recklessly, driving dangerously, driving without a license, driving without a seatbelt, driving
a
car that's not fit.
Are you not American?
Yeah, that's what I said.
No, but what happened was...
How about littering?
Not littering.
That would have been a bad one.
They're pretty easy on littering, actually.
But it was a big thing in the end that I got off scot-free because I wasn't actually driving dangerously or recklessly.
No, it was a stunt performed.
It was a practice car. It was a stunt.
The police said that they were going to have to recreate the underwater car to prove it was dangerous.
And you're so we're going to do your awesome
Why don't we go for a race, boys?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to movies. Let's get to some movies. I love
books.
That's my favorite kind of movie. One that I'm directing inside of my own brain. I can cast it with all of my favorite porn stars. That's my favorite. Watch your movies, the first thing I noticed, which is that one of my favorite attributes, is that they feel extremely lived in. Like, they feel like Talk to Me feels like you're watching a story that's already happened before and now it's happening again, which is also why Talk to Me, the sequel, will also be perfect at some point. Whenever that comes out, you better do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Danny.
Hey, don't at me. Yep.
Please, and then Bring Her Back is kind of also the same, where you're dropped into a world that's already going. Like, can you... first thing I want to know is, when you make that, like with The Hand and Talk to Me, and with the story in Bring Her Back, do you know that entire story before you write the film? Because it seems like you know what's going on, but you leave sections... out.
Yeah, I love it so much. I love world building. I love like building out the Bible and the backstory and the lore and like going into every possible detail. Like I love ironing that out. And then I also love dropping people into the middle of it. And it's like told from the perspective of the characters and the point of view of the people that we're following.
Yes.
And like I like the kids being out of the depth of the hand and talk to me. Yeah. Like I love that.
Yes.
That they're not sitting there researching it, figuring out all the answers. But there's obviously a history there. There's something happening. And the same sort of this. There is something that we've built out and we're designing right now that is like the hand of Talk to Me to the Bring Her Back universe.
Ah.
And do you know what?
Have you seen the bong? The bowl, the weed bowl that was made out of the hand.
Oh yes, I love that thing.
Yeah,
that's
great.
That's good stuff. Yeah, cool. And
it's a candle holder, mate.
Yeah, we're not talking about bongs.
It's a tobacco pipe. That's what we say.
It's an incense holder, buddy. Yeah. No, but it's the same as when you're writing a character you've got to know the entire backstory of the character. You need to know all the moments that led up to this moment, why they're like this, their personality. What are the key moments in their life that made them this way? And it's the same with the backstory of anything like on that other side of it, the tapes, the where did Laura get these tapes, the backstory, who are these people, who created them, why, what is the mythos, the entire mythos. You got to know that stuff. That's important to know. So even though you never, same with the characters, there's a lot of things you'll never see on screen. It's still important to have that. So it feels real.
I love that thing, like with The Shining and like that ending. Like if you read the script, you know that Jack Torrance he's like a resurrected person from someone that used to live in the hotel, but it's completely cut out of the movie.
Yeah.
And then there's the book that has all this backstory and you're getting glimpses of this bigger world. And I love that there's this, there's a bigger stage that these films are playing in. Like, I love that. Like Malazan, do you know those books?
Yes.
Yes. Do you know, like there's this entire world and you're like, you're reading it and you're a bit out of your depth and you're like, wait, what's this? Who's this?
That's my favorite. That's my favorite. It's why I love Dune. It's like why I like all the stuff where you're dropped in the center. Now your job as the viewer.
Yeah, you can figure it out.
Is to stay engaged.
It's so good.
I would say
like
it's very arrogant of you to compare yourself to The Shining.
I did not compare myself.
I'm sort of like Stephen King.
The two of you together are close to a half a Kubrick, right? That's what I'd say.
Maybe a quarter.
But yeah, I love that because my biggest pet peeve with horror movies is when they over-explain shit. And you guys really leave it up to us to figure out. And it's scarier that way because my imagination runs wild.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know the answers, but I honestly don't want to know the fucking answer.
Yeah. And it's sort of like the theorizing or when you come across like a piece of lost media or you look at those old school footage and you're like, you don't have the context. And you're like, what the fuck is this thing? Like, this is terrifying. This weird clip or this execution video, fake, but whatever it is, and it's like, where are they? What language are they speaking right now? Like, what is happening? Like, that stuff just makes for really horrific art.
I think that you guys are also bringing up, which is our, you know, probably closer to a younger generation, but also with my generation, of the discovery, like, our parents had finding weird shit in the woods.
Yeah.
We had finding weird shit on the internet.
Yes.
And the street.
And we saw a thing, but in the street, but like, we saw mysterious things on the internet, and that was what inspired us. And I think what Talk to Me and Bring Her Back are doing is understanding there's the same amount of mystery in the modern world as there was in the old world. And I feel like that's what you're bringing back.
In fact, I feel like there's more mystery in the modern
world. Yeah, because it's more, in a way, it's more accessible, the mystery. It's more accessible.
You'd think it would be, but it's still things you can't scratch. It's still like, what did I just see? Is that real?
Yeah.
Is that fake?
That's even scarier because you can't differentiate that line now and you're lost between those things and you're like, like people can fake this stuff, but also it's real enough that like, that real stuff also does happen. So it's terrifying.
It's terrifying. Yeah, and also you have Sally Hawkins in Bring Her Back, who's legitimately like a Patriot missile actor.
Yes.
Like that is somebody. What a fuck. That's like driving a fucking Bentley.
I know.
As a director.
And we thought there's no fucking way that she would respond and she would say yes. They're like,
I still don't think she'll do it.
Yeah. it was almost unreal because she was the first person that we reached out to and we were thinking there's no fucking way she's going to say yes. Yeah.
She's like the new Amanda Plummer.
Yeah, that's her. That's her. We said that. You're like the new Amanda Plummer. And then she turned down the film.
Yeah, she's like, fuck you both. No. Do you know who I am? I make wet films.
Yeah.
She really does make quite a bit of wet movies.
She does. Well, she loves Shape of Water. She loved this. It was the only reason she was drawn to it. No, she was like, she wasn't drawn to it.
Yeah, so, oh, there's water in it?
Like,
count me in. Can I be moist in the scene?
She was like, she didn't connect to it on like a genre level because like she always reads it from a character's point of view. It's just connected with Laura as a character. And she was just like going so in depth with Laura and like picking up on the smallest nuances of the script. And she was, it's the best collaboration.
Yeah. She dropped the little pieces of lore in the middle of her extreme acting that you can like, but you're like, I'm watching it too, being like, oh, she's threading the needle of all the info.
Yeah. And especially with that, there's like a scene with Wendy and she's like, okay, I can't stop her physically. I have to convince her, like, please listen to me. Listen, we have a bit, like, we have a history together. We know each other. Please listen, listen, listen. And like, she's so desperate. Like, please, like, let me explain this to you. I know it seems impossible. It seems psychotic, but I'm telling you, like, a miracle is happening here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But she's nice in person.
She's beautiful.
Of course.
But she is terrifying when she's like fully in character.
I bet, dude.
Are they, can I ask this? Okay. Again, I'm trying not to bring any real distinct spoilers for the film.
Because
bring
her back. Can't.
Well, look, I'm the director, so.
Can I ask, though? Rob brought this up. My wife and I both kind of pinged this too. Are Talk to Me and Bring Her Back in the same world?
Maybe.
Ooh. Yeah. Jeez, who said that? So I don't know who said that.
Mysterious. Mysterious.
The podcast is haunted.
They seem to be like they're kind of, because they both revolve around, we're both like, it's like a mysterious object. I mean, it has some storied past between the hand and the tape.
Well, there's this thing where it's like, you're writing stuff and you're always like putting things together. And like, there was like parts in the script writing when characters in Bring Her Back were in Talk to Me. Characters that were in Talk to Me were in Bring Her Back because they were written at the same time.
Yeah.
And like, you find that, you find your footing and you find the structure and you find the bones. Like, the more that you go over a script and the more you iron over it, you're like, oh, okay, this is that. Like, this makes sense. Like, so, like, sometimes when it's like scribbles, it's just like rough drawings everywhere when you're first starting off with something. And then eventually you color it in. And the full picture is there.
Every movie's going to be set in the same neighborhood.
Yes!
A character's going to be
they're
driving.
They're all neighbors.
Yeah. Someone's going to be driving along. They're going to look over. Laura's kidnapping Oliver. Mia's been in a big car crash.
Their hand's going to have a hitchhiking thumb. Yeah. Yeah.
We've got to get out of this goddamn neighborhood. This block's horrible.
See, you guys don't mind the Australian accent?
No, I love it.
No, I love it.
Does it feel uncinematic at all to people?
What are you talking about?
No,
do you really think that?
No. People in Australia
no,
think that.
No, I do as well.
No, if you guys say, what's that over there? In an American accent, it sounds scary. But in Australian, oh, what's that over there, mate?
Yeah, well that scares me more because you fuckers are scared of shit.
Oh, yeah, we're afraid. That must be scary.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's so funny because, like, you even say that. Like, no, honestly, I think one of the most incredible things you've done with also both is make believable friend groups and believable families and looks like they all, like, hang out and they all, like, belong together.
I felt like I knew them. I didn't even notice the accent, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's amazing. And like, in Australia, amazing. Like, and some of the stuff that we'd worked on, just like as crew members, they're like, you have to, like, Australians are like, I'm going to stand that, like really, really pronunciate it. So if you're like, oh, what's that over there? And they're like, oh, no, that's mumbly. Oh, what's that over there? And like, it becomes awkward Australian or too Australian where it feels really false. And then Australians have this cultural cringe about it where they're like, oh, that feels weird. And then Americans are like, that sounds weird. And then it's just, there was something about it, like, especially when we like went into making Talk to Me. Like, the producers are the people that we originally gave the script to were like, can we film it somewhere else? Like, what about with American accents? Well, that could be more accessible. What about in America? You do it in America.
That's very interesting. Yeah. Just like, I actually love the hometown authenticity. Like, yeah. I like that.
I love it as well. And I love that there's certain words or phrases that are from Australia that audience members would be like, what's that mean? Like,
well,
I love
think
that.
That's universal.
But you know they mean it. You know, the actors know what they're saying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it's something that's, because we had one chance, it was like, Talk to Me was it. It was our only movie we're probably going to make because it probably wouldn't work or whatever. So to us, it felt right to do it authentically. And Australian is authentic. That's where we knew. That's the people we know and how we grew up. So it felt right doing that. So the fact that it resonated, you know, kind of internationally. And I think it does because it doesn't matter who the people are, where they're from. It's a human to human
story. Exactly. Yeah.
So we all know those people. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, where you're from. Yeah.
Well, it's also the kids are using, especially in Talk to Me, they're using it to like it's drugs.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what's awesome. It's a fun game.
Yes. I would do the hand if the hand was available to me. I'd be fucking on that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd fucking do the hand.
No, I'm not doing the hand.
Get on the damn hand.
If anything, I'll fight the people with the hand.
No, you have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
As long as you follow the rules, you can use the hand.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
The rules are bullshit.
Boys, relax.
This is our whole gig. Don't make us relax. I'll fall immediately asleep.
Oh, man. But seriously, though, man, Talk to Me. I'm watching this fucking movie, and I'm looking at all these kids, and they're going crazy, and I'm just like,
stop touching the fucking hand.
Just stop it with the hand. You guys are going too crazy. And it's just like, it's. I felt the same way when I was at a party and like someone kid had stolen like a nitrous tank from a hospital.
Yes.
And like everyone was doing the balloons. Yep. And everyone, I saw like two kids almost die. I felt like I was back in that room when I was watching that movie.
Dude, that was like one of the inspiration points was like out like these neighbors that we watched grow up. He was like having a bad reaction to this drug that he was taking. He was on the floor convulsing and everyone he was with was just filming him and laughing at him. And then I saw that footage and I was like, God damn, that's fucking barbaric.
Yeah, man.
I was the one filming it.
That's why you're a director. Yeah. You're able to distance from the emotional effect. You know?
But then, yeah, even like when you're writing those characters and like, same as like with Talk to Me and Bring Her Back, like draw from real experiences, like draw from things that make you uncomfortable. Like for example, there's these things, Greek Orthodox funerals. In Australia, they probably do this everywhere. I mean, you know when they've got an open casket?
Oh, yeah.
And then in Greek Orthodox funerals, you have to kiss the head of the corpse.
Yeah. See, that's something I did not know. I did not know about.
That's a real thing. You kiss their heads. And you don't have to do it. Like, it's not something that you have to do. And, like, so if people freak out about it and they don't go there, and you can see it's really bothering them to see even, like, a body or a casket, they don't have to go up to it. But Laura is trained in this, like, she's a child therapist, she's a psychologist, she knows this is bothering him, and she's like, I'm gonna pull him up there.
Because she's trying to break his ass.
She's trying to break his ass, make him unreliable, get him out of the house.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, I don't want to spoil anything.
No, but, no, that's the problem. It's so hard to not to, because I want to...
Yeah. And that's what's so terrifying. And it's like, it's tapping into that, like, that was freaky to me as a kid. I remember when my grandfather died, there was like, this woman that I didn't really like that much, and she was like not even really part of the family, and she like came up and put her arm around me, and like I was like, I'm trying to grieve here, and then she was like pulling me. She's like, you're okay, he's okay, everyone. It was this weird thing where I was like, oh gosh, like it felt really.
And she told you to kiss your grandfather?
No, that didn't happen.
I kissed him lower.
It felt like cold marble.
Yes, I kissed a dead head once, and it is upsetting. I wish I didn't.
Where were you?
What did you do?
My mom died, you know, and I was saying
it's his mother.
Yeah, it's his mother. Yeah, okay.
It's fine. Don't worry. It's been a long time. We can joke about it.
The other corpses that he's played with have mostly been extremely warm.
Yeah.
Because he's got him fresh.
I feel like you two guys have probably killed someone.
No. Hey, not in this country.
You said, hey,
you can't do something. Hey, cut that out.
No.
Can I see your acting face of strangling someone?
Yeah. Come on. All right, come on. Yeah.
Now this is me taking it.
Yeah. See.
You know.
Wait. Can you do it again?
I love you. I love you.
But can you do it? It's more.
I love you. You're fine. You're fine.
Hi guys, we're gonna wrap this up. Hi guys, it's been fun, huh?
We know how to talk to big directors.
Yeah, that's what we are. We're big directors.
You're actually quite physically small.
Yes. Were you surprised? A lot of people say that. When they see us in person, they go, oh.
I think we sound quite small.
Yeah, but you're wiry fuckers. I ain't trying to fight you. You know, yeah.
Did you ever get in fight as brothers? Like, did you fight dudes as brothers?
Oh, like together? Yeah, we did. We used to fight people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We were pretty cool.
It's called having a go, right?
Yeah, you don't give it a crack. And that was just how like kids bonded back then. Like you just fight each other.
Yeah, a lot of the kids that we fought we became friends with. Yeah.
Of course.
You gotta fight them and then you're friends with them.
I was surrounded mostly by girls.
Did you fight them?
No, we played little games.
What? I'm disturbed. My sister used to fight us. And she would she has to have the last hit.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, she'll chase you with a fucking frying pan until she cracks you over the head. She will not stop. There's no stopping her.
She like the movies? Does she come?
She loves them. She's in the end of the
towards
the
end.
Hey, don't. At the end of the film.
Oh yeah, the media start
beating.
That was
a total joke. At the end of the film, there's someone that gets out of a car. That is my sister.
Oh,
wow.
That's our cameo appearance.
And then our cousin was in the back seat too. And then she starts getting out and we cut it.
She's like, so bad.
She's like, I can't wait to be in the movie. And I was like,
yeah, it was the same. It was the same in Torture. She was in it and the scene got cut. I feel so bad.
Yeah, we cut it twice. Alana.
No, it's not Alana. But you've got to perform better or we're not going to use it.
Honestly, it's about being in the right scene.
Yes, correct. Or in the right position.
Oh, yes. I remember I was in Wolf of Wall Street and one of the scenes.
Here we go.
Hey, listen. Gather around. Gather around, let me tell you a story. Listen, there's many. I'm almost 9 years older than you both. But I always remember because there was a scene where it was one of the plane orgies, and the AD told everybody, all the ladies on set, that if you're going to be on set today, you might be nude, right? And so there was ladies next to Leo, and he said to one of them, just so you know, you're going to be naked in this scene, so you're going to take off your clothes, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, actually, I have a contract, for a previous contract, where I'm not supposed to get naked in the scene. And he's like, that's totally fine. We're just going to have to move you out because they've been talking about they want. And she was like, no, I'll do it. And then she just took off all of her clothes because she knew she'd be in, she'd make it in the movie.
Were you in that scene?
Yes. I was in all the orgies.
What? You're in the film?
Yeah. Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street?
I've seen Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm he's the fat, one. Ugly one.
Oh yeah. My gosh,
I'm
is that you?
That's Otter. Yeah.
I'm different now.
I love that film. I'm so interested.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, that was the old time. That was the closest I ever got to seeing that.
Wait, so you are extras on different? How many films have you been on?
I was an actor in that.
Yeah. You were an actor.
I used to act a lot.
He's been in like six or seven legitimate films.
I used to be good. I used to be very castable.
Do you get rusty? People get rusty.
You know what's funny is that I think
he got fat.
Yeah, I've got fat again.
No, I'm just kidding. I got skinny.
I got skinny and then I got fat again.
And what, isn't like you lost roles when you got skinny?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Oh, no, I will tell you the truth. This is a full-on exposure. It was between me and Patrick, what's his name?
Swayze?
Yes. Me and him always were against each other. Always. No, it was
Paul
like,
Hauser.
Yeah, I was for I, Tanya. And then they asked me if I could gain 100 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they said no.
Is that?
I was like, no. Yeah, no, I couldn't get it. I was too skinny. I got too skinny, and then I lost all this roles.
100 pounds is a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
No, they wanted me to be fatter.
Oh, Henry could gain 100 pounds.
Oh, hey, don't worry, believe about me. It. I just gained 5 pounds sitting here.
I'm a coach.
Oh!
Yeah, big fat piece of shit. Yeah, it's the new stuff.
Horrible. He looks so familiar. Wait, go into his IMDb. What else? What have I seen him in?
Yeah, I did this. I was in a show called Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell. This is amazing for me.
Oh, he's
so good.
We're going
to cut all this.
Yes.
Now I'm just talking with them.
I'm going to do a podcast of him.
Yeah. Look at that guy.
I do it every week. It's not that great.
Can I ask? All right, so now let's get back to
my IMDb page.
Let's get back to you. No.
Trauma movies.
Trauma movies. Really? Really?
Yeah.
I love trauma movies. I collected those as a kid.
We know Lloyd Kaufman. If you want to go work for free, he'll gladly take your stuff.
Actually, I think you have to pay him to work for him.
Our first like six jobs on sets were completely free. I would have loved a Kaufman set.
Dude.
The trauma movies are awesome.
You know, it's funny because like we did get in touch with that crew, and it is. Have you found that yet? Have you met, how do I put this? Have you met a hero that's disappointed you?
Do you know what's weird? Like, the heroes that I've met have all been pretty heroic.
Great.
Nice.
Yeah, Sam Raimi.
Oh, he was so
hell
nice.
Yeah.
You know what's awesome? It's so cool in LA because all these people are local. So we had a movie night just the other night with Fede Alvarez.
Oh, yeah. Man.
And we watched...
And Zach Kregers.
We watched Weapons.
Fuck yeah.
That was awesome. That was so... I'm like, this is so Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
I'm
like,
oh
my God. And you're like, and exchanging stories and stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They're so awesome.
Well, you guys
Fede Alvarez is funny.
Oh, he's cool, man. That new Alien movie was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that was so
fucking
really
good.
Enjoyed it. I can't wait to see what else this guy does. Now, when you're in this situation, are you guys as fun as you are now, or are you like actually playing it cool?
I feel a little bit of both. We're in the middle there because like we're at his house. We don't know him too well, but you came out with like guns blazing, so I was we can cut loose.
That's the goal. Yeah, here we're not as elevated.
What any room that we're in? I remember we were at like this A24 party, and it was just. All these directors were there.
Real directors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I felt so out of place in that room. I was like, I do not deserve to be in here.
Well, you do now, man. That's fucking, everything you guys have made is incredible.
Yeah, dude, you're 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah. I know so. I'll tell you what,
you're 2 for 2.
We were talking about The Shining earlier. Used to be the scariest movie I ever saw. These two movies have taken it over in one day. Are the scariest fucking films I've ever seen.
You also scarred him. This is the type of shit that scars
him. Yeah, I'm like mad at you and also impressed.
Oh, my God.
So, can I ask? Because you were saying, like, characters appear in and out of your films as you're writing them. I know that, like, you know, obviously there's probably not a lot you could say about you were developing a Street Fighter movie. Was M. Bison ever in Talk to Me?
M. Bison did. We weren't as in love with Bison as we were Akuma.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We love Akuma.
Do you know, we were in the Street Fighter rabbit hole for a while. It was a lot of fun. I was traveling around Thailand, going to different Muay Thai camps.
That's amazing.
Doing research, looking for the real Sagat who still trains people.
Whoa!
In Thailand.
That level with a giant Buddha statue, that's a real place.
No way.
An actual place in Thailand. Yeah, so I was going to these places and I was like speaking to these trainers that apparently he'd been with, and they're like, no, he's over here now. So I was traveling around. It was awesome. It was so much fun.
Did you ever find him?
Yeah, I found him.
Well, he's so tall, it's probably easy.
He's short in real life. Yeah. He's shorter than me. He's shorter than me in real life.
How about Blanca? How was he in real life?
Exactly the same.
You know what they say, never meet your heroes? Exactly. Exactly as I wanted him to be.
It was hard to turn down Street Fighter. It was hard to walk away.
It was hard. It was just a... What are you singing?
I don't know what that was.
It's blues.
Yeah, thank you.
You're in America.
I'm in America, so I started singing.
No, it was just scheduling. It was between Bring Her Back and Street Fighter, and we love Street Fighter. Bring Her Back, it's more personal. It felt more right. I don't know.
Yeah. You were correct.
Well, luckily, Street Fighter.
You didn't see our Street Fighter movie,
but
though.
But you know what, though? Legendary Pictures is amazing, and I think they're going to do a good job with Street Fighter.
But you don't think something like that's going to come back around?
Also,
something like that.
No, because they're making it still. I remember I read an article that like it's being postponed indefinitely, and I was like, yes.
Yes.
And then I like text them like, what's going on with Street Fighter? They're like, that's a false story. It's still happening. I'm like, damn.
Yes. As far as video games go, you know what? No one gives a shit about Street Fighter 1. Street Fighter 2. Is the real game.
I was about to say, that's the real game. That's the best Street
Wait,
Fighter
hold
game.
Hold on, no, no. He's saying Street Fighter 1. Oh, yeah.
No, he's saying Street Fighter 2 is the shit.
Yes. Oh, so I see what you're saying. Make Street Fighter 2. Yeah. Don't make Street Fighter 1 because it's bound for failure.
It's bound for failure.
Yeah, we'll start up with Street Fighter 2. Oh, my God, the set pieces we're making, it would have been brilliant.
Yeah.
Anyway, bring her back. Bring her back. Really.
Are you talking about the interview or?
But truly, I think that you made the utterly correct choice, because the more you guys are betting on yourself, the more you're making an extremely good movie. I think there's time for you guys to do some IP.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's exciting as opposed to taking a big IP is making your own IP.
Amen.
And it's like, oh, what if in 20 years they want to remake Talk To Me? That'd be pretty cool.
They won't. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
No, they'll be on Talk To Me 10 by then.
Yeah, Talk To Me X.
Yeah.
Dude, Talk To Me X in space.
Dude, I've written out 40 sequel ideas. I'm going to show you the list. You will love it. You will actually love it.
That is all I want to see. The more, they have it show up at fucking, like, you know, it should be go back in time. Yeah. You can go forward in time.
Oh my God, Michael,
you know?
Keep talking while I get this up. You're going to love this.
Yeah, it's just like,
I need to get my sequel ideas
Talk To Me, they build with pyramids.
Stop. Well, honestly, we're doing this alien festival in a couple of weeks, Contact in the Desert. Talk To Me, bring that hand to the alien festival.
What's this alien festival?
Contact in the Desert. It's a bunch of people who've been abducted and shit.
Dude, I was on Time Magazine as like one of the main photos for the storming Area 51.
No way!
That was me.
He clapped the alien cheeks.
I was there.
Oh my God! So you stormed
Area 51?
Do you have the bullet holes to prove it?
I'm like, if everyone runs, I'm running as well. And there were SWAT cars everywhere. There was people with guns. Whoa. And then I was like, I can't wait to get there. We pulled up, like 50,000 people RSVP'd. There was like 50 people there.
Yeah.
And everyone was like this.
I think the military are like, if you do cross the line, I'm going to shoot you.
They're like, we literally will shoot you.
Yeah. You're like, we're not fucking around. It's Area 51.
And no, yeah, everyone was just afraid.
It's not the Capitol building, for Christ's sake.
It looked scary from those pictures.
It was terrifying. And there were people getting arrested. But no, it was a good time. Right, let me get my sequel ideas up quickly. Michael, change the subject. Change it. Talk to them.
Honestly, did you Naruto run 3. Towards Area 51?
I wasn't there.
I Naruto ran. Here's the picture. Does someone edit things?
Yeah.
Here's the picture. In fact, there's two pictures. Here's the two pictures. I went in two different outfits. I was all about
this
it.
This is amazing. Wow. That's good. You know,
I know, it's a big deal, guys.
How come you didn't, by the way?
Because, to be honest, I'm a pussy. I don't want to get arrested.
He can't be in the desert, really.
You know,
either.
Honestly, I'm sitting in water right now. Like, same as Sally Hawkins. I literally am sitting within water right now just to sit.
Do you know what's cool about Sally Hawkins? No matter how cold it was, no matter how bad the stunt was, they're like, oh, we're going to pad you up because you're about to hit the wall. She's like, was Laura wearing pads? I don't think Laura's wearing pads.
There's a scene where she jumps in the water at the beginning of the movie. It was the first day.
And they're trying to put a wetsuit on her.
Yeah, they had wetsuits. She's like, so when was Laura wearing? I can't wear it.
Did Laura put on this wetsuit before she jumped in? Or did she see her daughter and jump in? And it was like, yeah,
Sally's the fucking best.
I hope y'all are going to be pushing for her to get an Oscar for this because it was unbelievable.
It's probably too genre-y to get an Oscar.
Man, fuck that. Not after last year. Not after The Substance.
My problem
is that The Substance.
It changed everything. It's all different
now. If we let
the
Oscars infect horror movies, it will never be the same. If horror movies get too big for their britches, it's never going to be the same.
Step back down.
Humble yourself.
Yeah, humble yourself. No, we're going to win all the Academy Awards. No. It's sort of like, I like that the crossover is happening. We are in such a boom right now for horror. It's like we're in the 80s again.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven.
The fact that Substance went that far.
It's honestly
awesome.
Yeah. Body horror movie. Nosferatu, Sinners, now you fuckers. It's crazy what's happening right now.
Well, I wouldn't put us in that category.
You put those three,
we're probably a couple down there.
But no, dude, I mean, bring her back. I'm not just sucking your penises here. It's a forever movie. It's a great movie. I put it in close to, like, because right now my truly favorite modern horror film is Hereditary, and it is right on its tails. It's like doing the same. It gave me the same feeling, which is literally what Eddie was saying. I wanted to shut the movie off and run away.
Yeah. Oh my God, awesome.
I literally, at one point today, I stood up in the middle of my living room, woke up my wife who was still asleep, and I'm like, it's just too much! It's too much!
He doesn't want it. You've seen the movie, you know what that sound is.
Yeah, you know what that is. Did I tell you? Here's a story. There was a certain sound that we couldn't replicate.
Whoa.
The sound designer was doing it, so I got a knife and I did it.
No.
What?
And on the microphone right up close, and that's what you hear. It's like, okay, this is going to be hard to watch. You can close your eyes, but do it so you have to try and close your ears as well. It's going to be too confronting.
See, that's a real director, though. You stood in, you're like, I'm not getting it enough.
And also, yeah, so like part of me is like, oh, I think this could non-genre fans might like it, but then the other part of me is like, because of scenes like that, I'm like, you have to be a hardened horror fan to enjoy it. But I don't know.
What do you think you'll stay doing genre forever?
I think, well, we're doing the documentary next. So,
great.
Yeah, so there's that. And then I think that...
We're writing a few different things.
We are.
But I think the next thing...
Like, I still want to do two more horror films. I know for sure. I've got two that I've got mapped out of my head, me and my co-writer, and like I need to do them.
People are going to be coming to see them if you make them.
Yes.
What's the documentary?
The Deathmatch Wrestling.
Oh.
That's also going to do extremely well, because I think that people are really interested in that and wanting to see, because it's whole world. So yeah, I mean...
Well, I just don't know, because that's real blood. I don't know how many people can actually watch it.
It's a real underground form of wrestling, but it's exciting. I find it exciting.
When people get into death wrestling, like honestly, like is it real? I'm not saying that they're not quote unquote real wrestlers, but is it like trained wrestlers also doing it as well?
Yeah.
Or is it just psychopaths?
Yeah, no. a big thing of the documentary is what draws people to do it? Why do they do it?
But they are professional wrestlers.
They
train.
Yeah. But it's not for money. It's not.
God forbid.
Something else. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't make much money from it, and they're literally killing themselves.
It's passion. Yeah.
God damn,
there's a few different reasons.
Yeah, that's what I bring to my eating game. Yeah. It's a passion.
Wait, hold on. I'm so sorry. I just want to. When is this alien festival thing? I really want to go.
So, are you a guy? Are you a true believer?
Dude, I love alien shit. Please.
Oh my God.
If you're ever in town for this, it's at the end of May each year. It's called Contact in the Desert.
Damn, it's end of May. Damn it, I leave tomorrow.
But it's the number. If you're ever here, I'm certain that I don't know what Australia has in terms of UFO coverage. You guys actually have one of the most there's a great deal of UFO lore.
Oh, I know.
In Australia.
There's nothing else to do but look at the sky.
Yeah. But there's also one that you guys don't know.
Which one?
It's called Parham.
Please,
he's
elucidate.
Obsessed.
Parham. They experiment on aliens there.
Oh.
Now, is that a base?
It's a base.
Now,
and there's a town near it, and when the lights go red, no one can get out of their house.
Fuck yes.
Yes, I've been there. And it's horrific.
Really?
No, it's pretty chill. But like apparently, like there's theories there that there's aliens there. I've not seen any such aliens.
Where is that located?
In South Australia.
South Australia?
Yeah.
Because we went through South Australia, we drove to Snowtown. Lovely place.
See, that's crazy the guys have been in Adelaide.
We had to
You're the only Americans that have been in South Australia.
And he's
in
the Snowtown.
We went straight to Snowtown.
We were in Adelaide for 28 hours and we were like, you know what, let's drive to Snowtown.
There might be more happening there.
What were you doing? You were doing a show there?
Yeah.
You
were doing a show. We had a tour in Australia and New Zealand last year.
Oh my God. It's so weird. There's like concerts don't come to Adelaide because no one goes to things.
Dude, Adelaide
that
was.
The theater we were in was awesome.
Yeah,
damn, go Adelaide. What, dog? We love you, Adelaide.
Adelaide ripping.
I love Adelaide.
Adelaide was one of our best shows in the fucking entire little tour that we did.
See, that's awesome. I love. See, it's changing then. The pendulum's shifting. Maybe we are becoming a bit more cultured and arty.
It was funny. It was like there were literally three dudes in the front row that were like the Three Stooges. They were beating each other up the whole show and like throwing beers at each other. It was
very
amazing.
Australian.
But it was very funny. It was like they weren't even that disruptive. You know what I mean? Like they were kind of just amongst themselves. But we went to Snowtown and they literally looked at us because they know why we're there. Like, why are these three fat Americans here? And they're like, "What brings you to town? What brings you to town?" And we're all like, just driving.
The Indian food.
Just driving.
I heard a disturbing story because you know how the barrels got discovered because the smell?
And the sludge.
Yeah, so when it did get found out and it was on the news and everything, people were like driving there and then trying to sniff under the bank vault to smell the...
Oh, my God.
Was that you boys?
Oh, man.
Was you boys?
I just want to smell.
Good, quick little whiff out. Yeah.
Nothing I love better than a true crime story that's scratch and sniff. So,
I forgot to offer you guys. Would you like some cheese, crackers, knife?
I'd love some cheese, crackers.
Yeah, would you like your favorite snack, which is a knife?
I'm loving this.
Yes. Don't even wash that. Just throw that in the bin.
Could you sign that, please? Man, you are two fucking larrikins, aren't you?
Yeah, we're a little. Michael, are you okay?
Ow.
Sorry.
Well, he does death knots wrestling, and that hurt him.
Yeah, just take it easy, man. Take it easy.
You know what I had in the? I was gonna bring it, but I thought against it. It's in the car.
What is it?
I had a fake knife and fake blood. And I was going to
start chewing it.
No, you got blood all over their carpet.
Oh, he did a real...
You should probably
not... Oh, yeah, it's a shining carpet. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, it's a shining carpet. We're very on brand here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
we're very, very on brand here. The plants are fake.
Yeah,
we got a lot of accoutrement. That is from a wonderful place we hear, what's called Lowe's.
Lowe's.
Yeah. What a wonderful place here.
Oh, alien.
We have a lot of shit.
Awesome.
All right, so, but you know, if you ever want to come to, like, contact in the desert is awesome, but it's like, we're all true believers. It's the first place that I've ever been to where I went to this place. It's at this resort near Palm Springs, Contact in the Desert, and I kind of thought we'd all be getting drunk and being in the pool. And it's like all of these nerds in the lobby talking about UFOs.
They're like dressed up by like galactic fighters and stuff.
And
like,
I am out of place. I'm just like, I thought I was a serious one. I'm used to like literally alienating people, making people upset. I was like, y'all are alienating me. Like, I was like, you guys should be in the pool. This is the time for you to fuck. Like, this is the time for you all to flirt and fuck each other. And this is like, you shouldn't be. You're all talking shop.
Oh yeah. My God.
No,
but
it is good that is.
So
tonight,
we were writing an alien movie.
Ooh.
Yeah, you better.
But wait. In the defense to the Galactic Warriors, you needed someone to defend you. And if the aliens were coming, they were ready.
While you were fucking in the pool,
they're
protecting you.
I'll fucking aliens.
I would fucking... Who knows what disease you'd contract? But no, listen. We were writing an alien movie, but then Jordan Peele released the trailer for Nope.
I was like, all right.
Nope was good as hell.
But Nope kind of made it into sort of like a creature feature.
It was Jaws.
Yeah, like more than an alien movie. I still think you guys got an alien movie.
Oh my gosh.
There's
I'd
no way
to.
You guys don't have an alien movie.
Oh, we were writing an alien movie. Oh, it's and there's this one.
Do you know
scene?
What's a great alien movie?
Fire in the Sky.
Yep.
Yeah.
How great is that as an alien?
And Phenomenon, the documentary Phenomenon. I love how it's wrapped everything up and it's
dude,
super.
Dude, Travis Walton spoke at the festival last year and then at night he's playing guitar by the fire. You gotta come to this fucking festival.
Yes, the guy from Fire in the Sky is there like flirting with like, he's like hanging out.
Oh, he's
shit.
Like a rock star there. Yeah, that's wicked. I want to tell you a story about that. Off camera.
Okay, great.
It's the best story you'll ever hear.
Great. I love it.
No, alien, no. Alien vibes.
Story. Alien story vibes.
No, but I really think that you're, because, you know, it's
that's
very
so
real.
Mean. Cut that out, because they're going to feel like they're leaving out. We didn't mean to leave you out.
No, we love to leave them out.
Fine. Oh, yeah.
We love to leave them out.
It's just one of those things that if you talk about, you could get into trouble.
You've already given away like 5 spoilers for your movie that's not even out yet. Don't even worry about it.
Do you know all the stuff? Like, but I was researching about how United States had nuclear weapons bases in Australia pointed at North Korea. Oh, and when we decommissioned all those bases, then all of this UFOs, like, this is all in the last, like, 3 years. There's, like, a massive influx of Australian UFO stories that were hidden for a long time because they were all now told by guys that are decommissioned officers from those old bases.
Here's my thing. Okay. Aliens are real. Sure. Bring it back to the cinemas very soon. Don't forget that, guys. It's out now.
Yeah, bring her back. You've got to check it out.
You guys should check that out. Bring her back, just so we remember. But yes. Okay. You know how we've got drones and we're flying them around?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know how we can, like, observe planets from all this miles away?
Yes.
You know, we are, like light years away. We can observe. If they're that sophisticated and they're that ahead of us, and their technology is stuff that we couldn't imagine. How are we capturing them on camera? Why are they floating around down here? They could observe
But how are we even not? How's all the footage looks like it's on like a Nokia 3315?
Even when it isn't.
There's no. Where's the 4K? Where's the good footage of the aliens?
Well, what if we are barely acknowledged by them? What if half the phenomena could be interdimensional? So what if when we see something that looks like an amorphous floating, like, kind of QB type thing, that is our translation in this dimension of a craft that is literally going on a grocery store run in the another dimension that might look like one of those, like, things from, like, Starfleet.
They're not even in it.
Or there's dumb aliens. Like, tourist aliens.
I mean, there has to be.
There's dumb tourist aliens. And they crash the UFO on Earth. Like, oh, what the hell are you doing?
They talked about
you're
this.
You're fired.
It's the B team.
Yeah. God damn it, Craig.
Stop crashing it fucking on planet Earth.
Yeah, you crashed on Earth
just
again.
Just go outside of the atmosphere.
Yeah. Take a look at this. I got the keys to Dad's car. Yeah. We're going on it. Come on, bring the alien booze. You know, like that's the stuff that's fun.
Yeah, but going back to what you said, it's hard to get a picture of that stuff because you're so in shock when you see it. Like, right now, going back to my dying dog, all right? I got a 17-year-old dog that has seizures, okay? And every time she has a seizure, I'm supposed to get a video of it. Be careful with the knife. I'm supposed to get a video of it for the vet. But every time, I'm, like, worried about the seizure. So by the time I get the video out, she's done seizing.
Why did
That's
you
the
have
same
to...
thing as with the aliens.
Yeah, yeah, it really
you're
is.
You're so in shock.
Yeah,
that
him
you're not
filming
your...
his elderly dog seizing is definitely the same as intergalactic travelers.
No, I see it. You could be in that much shock, you know, that you're like,
I don't know. If I saw the UFO, I would get that
But
shit.
You're a director.
All right, just give us three Talk to Me sequel concepts that you were going to do before we go.
Before we go, wait, quickly, what happened was my phone isn't working in terms of, is there a Wi-Fi here?
No.
No.
We're not allowed.
Yes, it's right there.
Oh, yeah, right there. Michael, did you have some Talk to Me ideas?
It's not going to work unless I read them out, because they're written out. Michael, ask him another question before we go.
I'll pitch you one, all right? You ready?
I love it. Go
all right. M. Bison, okay?
Oh, He's sitting there.
We've already got that one. That one's written down.
All right. Fady Alvarez.
Dude, you write it as you, as directors, super meta.
Oh, yeah,
you
like
get
you know.
The hand.
You're new, but that's like number 11.
That's when we really get desperate. All right, it's going to come. It's going to come.
Can't wait.
It's going to come.
Oh, I'm
don't
there.
Make him come.
I'm
Please don't come. Make him come.
All right. Talk to Me.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Already done.
That went already
written,
in the works.
Written.
Talk to Me Again.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yes.
Talk for Me.
These are titles. These aren't.
No, these are ideas. No.
These are ideas.
I already see it.
These are Talk to Me 5 More Times.
Wow.
High Five.
Oh, yes. High Five.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'll write that. Yes. That's 5 years. Why Are You Still Talking to Me?
Whoa. Yes. Number 6. Yeah. That's the retcon.
Yep. Talk to Me in Tokyo.
Yep.
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah. I was also thinking of one. Look Who's Talking to Me Now.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love that. See the lyrics? Yeah.
Again, all these are just titles, right?
These are movies.
These are movies.
I've written lots for these. Talk to Me, Hand Takes Manhattan.
Oh,
yes. Oh, it's got to be in the 80s club scene.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. You can get a producer credit for that.
Oh, yeah. And it gets a long pinky nail and it starts doing, like, it does coke for people and shit.
Now we're getting silly, Eddie.
No, I'm getting good. These are good. Talk to Me, Triple X, Porno in Space.
Yeah.
Everyone's expecting space. Don't give them what they expect.
No.
Yeah.
Full penetration.
Talk 12. No, that one didn't hit. That one, that movie's not as popular. That one didn't hit as much.
Unless it's in a heist, and it's like Ocean's 12, and then you have George Clooney having to steal the hand from a casino vault.
Yes, yeah. Talk to me. That's like an AI version with Michael Jackson.
Talk to me.
Yeah, hey, you guys want to see what this knife is?
Oh my God, because of the glove.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
See, he's getting it. Thank you. These are smart. Talk to me, embalmed foot version.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That would honestly make... Why is it if it's a foot, I'd vomit if I saw the film? If it was, then you have to suck on the top toe or whatever.
There was a sucking
like,
of top toe in that
plenty
movie.
Plenty of toe sucking
in the film. There was toe sucking in the movie. Did you vomit?
No.
Well, no, but not if it's...
Toe sucking was actually kind of peaceful.
You're gross.
You liked that scene. Yeah.
He mouth kisses the dog, he sucks on his wife's toes, and he's a huge fan of your film. And he just so
you know
excited.
What? It all adds up.
He is the guy.
These are the best movies I've ever seen.
You're marketing it towards him.
How about, the porno one should be Cock to Me.
Oh, Cock to Me.
Yes.
Yeah. There was a Talk to Me porno.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a Talk to Me porno.
Oh, of course.
Seriously?
Yeah. I sent it to Sophie. And I was like, was that inappropriate? But then she laughed. I was like, thank
you.
Dude,
that is a high level of praise.
I know.
Yeah.
And there were possession porn. It was really
Was it
awesome.
Like fingering someone and then like she saw a ghost?
I didn't watch it that intensely.
Come to me.
You filmed it, Danny. I did not. That's not dying. Nope.
It's only harassment if you're in the film.
I did not harass. I was not part of that film. But yeah, they were possessed and having sex.
Come inside me.
No, that's enough titles about this.
Yeah, yeah, stop telling them to come inside you. They're trying to leave town.
What would you say? What stuck with you more since you watched them both today? Talk to me or bring her back?
Bring her back. Bring her back.
Why?
It's definitely like half. I was like a half hour in. I'm like, oh, this isn't as bad. I can handle this. And then it's just so unforgivingly brutal. It really is. And it's just like, it like made me visibly upset. I had to like, I literally turned it off. I don't think I could have seen it in the movie theater. I'm going to now because I've seen it already. And so now I feel like I can see it in the movie theater because I know what's going to happen. I'm just going to watch the audience get pissed. And then
it brought me a level of discomfort that I haven't experienced since. Have you seen The Coffee Table?
I have not yet.
The coffee table's fucked up.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the scene in the movie, but that's
no,
different.
I'm talking about a movie called The Coffee Table.
I'll check it out.
That is fucked up.
But you know what I like is when it doesn't feel like it's just exploitation. That's why it messed me up harder. Yeah,
because it was real and it was based in emotions and like, you know, as someone who's experienced loss, you're a fragile person and you make these horrible decisions. That's why Sally Hawkins' character is fucking unbelievable in that movie, because you could tell, we were talking about this before you got here, that she used to be a really good person.
You feel for her, and then we wanted to make a character that you uncomfortably empathize with.
And I think that's what was great about Sally, is that she brought it, she brought a human element to it. She didn't play it like a horror villain. She played it as a broken human being.
And she's struggling with what she's
struggling with what she's doing.
She really is. And then, now I'm just spoiling it.
Yeah.
You guys have to see it. You guys, honestly, the ending's amazing. You have to see the film. Is there, like, what would you say is like a series of references for you guys? Like, in your films? Like, what are your main...
Do you know what?
Like, go-to films in your head.
Always in Treatment, which is a TV show.
Yeah.
Because of how realistic those characters feel and how real the world feels. And something like throwing water on somebody feels like a car crash.
Yeah.
So I love that film. I love Let the Right One In.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that is a really incredible
also film. Also kind of wet.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a... What's Snowy?
Snowy, you're right.
Snow is wet.
There's a pool scene. And then obviously, the Holy Grail, Exorcist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone talks about elevated horror. I'm like, they've been elevating horror since the 70s. Have you seen The Exorcist? Have you seen Rosemary's Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Mouse Hunt is a good one.
Yeah. Michael's obsessed with fucking Mouse Hunt.
You seen Mouse Hunt?
Mouse Hunt.
It actually is a good film.
Is that the one with French Stewart? With
they're hunting mice. Yes.
Have you seen Stuart Little?
I haven't seen Stuart Little, but I know the film. Indian in the Cupboard? Have you seen that?
Nothing I would love to see is the Mouse Hunt to Bring Her Back pipeline. Which is just the same.
It's connected more than you think.
Yeah. They were very practical. Like that Mouse Hunt, they did things so practically. It is a little bit Bring It Back-ish.
You know who's funny? There's an actor in that I used to love that I haven't seen in forever is Lee Evans.
Oh, is he in there?
Yeah, where the hell's Lee Evans now?
Well, he's in Mouse Hunt.
He's working on the sequel.
No, I don't think. I think
would
he
do Mouse Hunt too.
You should put him in one of your movies.
Yeah, I should do Mouse
Hunt. You should put Lee Evans in one of your movies. Hey, listen. No, come here. This is what my parents always do. Be like, hey, you ever try being in a film, like a big movie?
Yeah.
If you ever thought about making Seinfeld?
That's what my parents would say.
You said, did you see me? I started with Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm naked at the back of that plane.
Whoa.
Did you show them that? Your parents?
I had to go see it with my mother, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I saw it with my mother, too, actually.
Oh, she was fine with it. She was happy that she was getting attention.
Oh, she was getting attention.
Well, just in terms of just being there, my mom just kind of believed that she was on display.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
She's just that type of scene. She was proud. We invited my mom to come watch Bring Her Back in America, but she wouldn't come.
Why?
Really? Yeah. She doesn't like flying.
I understand. It's a fucking horrible flight.
It's a terrible flight.
It's long,
and she has anxiety about it. And A24, we're trying to do everything. Like, oh, what if we can bring a friend? What if we can up the class? And then my mom still said no.
No, it's, yeah, but, you know, they... She will see it, though. You guys, and she'll be damn proud.
Yeah, she'll be so
proud.
She'll
be damn proud of what she made. Because she then she made the film. Because she made you.
She did. She
and Laura was based on her.
Wow.
That's so sweet.
So she's a sweet mother.
Wow.
There was one scene that was real. What a wonderful tribute.
One scene? Which one?
That punch.
Oh, yeah?
We did a couple of takes for real.
Whoa.
I'm joking.
Ah, I believed you. I believe you're a stuntman. Yeah, I believe anything you tell me. That's my job.
We have committed actors.
Sally insisted she had to hit the blind girl. She insisted.
Was that girl able to do all that stuff with her eye?
She's got vision impairment.
Okay.
Yes.
She's great.
She's so good.
She nailed it.
Yeah.
She'd never acted before.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it was her first time acting.
All of the acting in both of the films was incredible. I was so impressed, especially because I didn't recognize anybody, obviously, because it's Australian films. And I was so impressed by the acting and everyone. And obviously, I'm sure you guys had a lot to do with that, but they all scared the shit out of me, and I believe the hell out of all of them.
Yeah, it's about finding the right people.
Especially the audition process.
Yeah, it's in the auditions, and everyone's so committed and down, so... Yeah, we're blown away by everyone.
And especially with young actors and everything, you just let them know, like, there's no such thing as a bad take. And you can change dialogue if you want to. Don't be embarrassed about anything. You're not letting anyone down.
Yeah.
It's like building up a trust and letting them know that it's okay to fail. Like, there's no wrong or right take. It's just about finding it.
I also think that you are setting a good benchmark for responsible auteurs making stuff. Because, like, again, you named two auteurs, like William Friedkin, Roman Polanski, both famously not great guys.
What was wrong with William Friedkin?
Well, just William Friedkin was just a crazy guy.
He was crazy.
He's crazy. Yeah. That's just wonderful to see. You're setting a great new tone, and you're not only setting a great friendly tone, but you're also making truly horrible and horrendous movies. And that's the fucking best shit in the world.
I can't wait to make another movie.
Yeah, dude.
I just want to be on set already.
It's getting there, man. Don't worry, they'll force you. They're gonna make it. So check out Bring Her Back.
Please.
One of the, I'm going to say it's probably the best horror movie of the year.
So far. Whoa.
Already.
So far. Yeah, so far, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, we saw Sinners. It's like Sinners, obviously. It's like Sinners in this, or like they're going to be, you know, you and Ryan Coogler are going to have to fight.
It's a big year.
We might have to fight.
You might have to fight him
physically.
He's going
to kick the shit out of you.
He might kick
the fuck out of me. I would not survive that.
And he's way more talented than us.
He's been sussing every possible avenue.
So Danny, Michael, Filippo, thank you for lowering yourself to be here.
We enjoyed being here.
Oh, go have fun in New York. Promote the shit out of this thing, man.
Thank you, sir. Thanks fun of the alien us. Thing.
Fuck
we
you.
Will. We'll
farewell.
See
you. VFX, I'm gone.
Guys, thank you so fucking much, man.